We all know that the length and breadth of the country, that families have been impacted by the drugs crisis at this stage. I mean, the drugs crisis is impacting on counties and cities and towns and parishes and villages and streets and street corners and young people and middle-aged people and even older people. It is an absolute epidemic, and, you know, governments throughout the world are struggling to come to terms with it. I think it's important to acknowledge the work of Europol in recent days in the astronomical success they had in seizing so much cocaine. But unfortunately, it's only a tip of the iceberg, because drugs are all over Europe and indeed the world. And we as a country are no different. Traditionally, people who were caught with substances that were illegal were dealt with through the justice system. But slowly but surely, that's now becoming a health-led approach, and rightly so. When I was a member of the Giant Roxas Committee on Justice, I visited Portugal to see how the Portuguese were dealing with people who had an addiction to drugs, and particularly people who were caught in a first instance, as a first offence with drugs. And they adopted a health-led approach. They put the suites of services around them, the addiction counselling, the health services and the various supports. And they found that that was remarkably successful in terms of helping to get people and encourage people to come off of drugs. Whereas the system that pertained in this country was a very much a legalistic approach. You were caught with it, you had a conviction. That conviction didn't become spent, and it was an issue then if you were a few years later trying to go to America or other countries. So I'm glad to say that the mindset in this country is much more moving now to a health-led approach, and that's largely due to the work that the Justice Committee did under the leadership of its former chair, David Stanton, the report that it commissioned, which was groundbreaking and challenged the system at the time. And that was supported by a whole suite of NGOs who believed the same thing. And I suppose the problem is, though, that the prevalence of drugs in our society, how do we deal with it in a more fundamental way? And I very much welcome the proposal to set up a citizens' assembly to engage with citizens in this country from all backgrounds and none in terms of, you know, how we frame future policy in relation to drugs. I think that this citizens' assembly is probably the most important one that we will do during the lifetime of this government. And I still struggle to understand why we had a biodiversity one and we had one on the Lord Mayor of Dublin ahead of one on drugs, because drugs destroy lives. The Lord Mayor of Dublin doesn't destroy lives. And while biodiversity is an extremely important issue, I think the more immediate issue was how we help save our communities from the ravage of drugs. So I suppose my question in many ways is twofold. One, when will we expect the Citizens' Assembly to be established? And secondly, then, what the terms of reference of that Citizens' Assembly will be. Because it cannot just be pigeonholed into one item, whether we should legalise cannabis or whether we should take other approaches, or very specific approaches. And I know that the cannabis lobby is very, very strong, and we all have engaged and listened to the arguments about medicinal cannabis, and, you know, that's a separate debate. But I want to see the terms of reference of the Citizens' Assembly on drugs being broad, and allowing scope to drill down, look at best international practice, look at what's good in other countries, and how we can bring those good practices to play in Ireland. And, you know, I think that that's extremely important, and I would worry that we could become too focused and too, if you like, just too narrow in terms of our terms of reference. So I think the terms of reference are important. But what's most important at this stage is that we get a date as to when the Citizens' Assembly will be established and when we'll be able to study the terms of reference. And perhaps we might be able to have a debate in the Houses on the terms of reference when they are made available. Cormacott.
Thank you, Senator. I'm taking this on behalf of the Minister for Health. I welcome the opportunity to update the House regarding this topic. Senators will be aware that the Department of Health Health coordinates the implementation of the National Drug Strategy, Reducing Harm, Supporting Recovery, Health-led Response to Drugs and Alcohol Use. We've identified 6 strategic priorities for the remaining period up to 2025. These priorities reinforce the health-led approach to drug and alcohol use and capture the commitments in the programme for government. Strategic implementation groups have identified actions to implement the priorities under the auspices of the National Oversight Committee. The groups reflect the partnership approach and give a stronger voice to civil society in the implementation of the strategy. As you'll be aware, the programme for government includes the commitment to convene a citizens' assembly to consider matters relating to drug use. The government is committed to establishing the citizens' assembly on drugs use, along with the citizens' assembly on the future of education, at the earliest opportunity in 2023, following the completion of the assemblies currently underway. The timelines and terms of reference for the next assemblies will ultimately be a matter for the Oireachtas to agree on. It's anticipated that the government will consider the matter early in the new year, following which motions will be put before Dáil and Seanadhéireann for debate, setting out timelines and terms of reference for the new assemblies. The Department of Health has commenced preparations for the Citizens' Assembly on drug use. Discussions regarding the assembly have taken place at the National Oversight Committee for the National Drug Strategy. Minister Feehan is very positive about the potential contribution of the Citizens' Assembly to the government's health-led response to drug use. Drug use affects all members of society, as the Senator has said, whether directly or indirectly, and imposes very significant social and financial costs. Involving citizens in decision-making on drugs policy is therefore appropriate. There are 2 issues in particular the Citizens' Assembly on drug use could consider. 1, how to better meet the diverse health needs of people who use drugs, and 2, how to prevent the harmful impact of drugs on children, families and communities. It would be important to have an international component to the Citizens' Assembly so that there is an exchange of good practice from the British Ireland Council work sector on drugs and EU drug strategy and action plan, especially on alternative approaches to coercive sanctions. The voices and perspectives of young people on issues regarding drug policy should also inform the deliberation of the Citizens' Assembly on drug use. Officials from the Department of Health are engaged with the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth to undertake a consultation with young people.
Andrew, you've got 1 minute.
Yeah, Cora Margaret, Lasca Herlock, and thank you, Minister, for giving us a very specific timeline. I take it that this is going, that the Citizens' Assembly on Drugs will be up and running by the end of Q1 2023, which is very welcome. I also welcome the suggested potential discussion points that will be in the terms of reference in terms of the health implications of drugs on our citizens, and indeed the implications of drugs on young people and children. I think that they certainly are areas that should be examined by the now anticipated early in the new year Citizens' Assembly on Drugs, and that's very welcome. I would also encourage people who are watching in today with an interest to contact the Minister, write to him, give your views and ideas and suggestions as to what the Citizens' Assembly should do, because this will be a once-in-a-generational opportunity for the people of Ireland to frame drugs policy going forward. I think that's something that's very welcome, and I would encourage all stakeholders and citizens to engage ahead of the drafting of the terms of reference. And I look forward to debating the timelines and indeed the terms of reference here in this House when they are published and when the motions are brought before us by government. So again, just to thank the Minister for a very specific timeline, which is welcome, because I know this issue is coming up in Dáil Éireann later on today, or certainly this week. And I think that here in the Senate now today, that we are in a position to announce that it's going to be early in the new year.